The question was, what did this all mean?
Dad?
Lewis stood in the doorway of the kitchen, his small fists rubbing sleepy eyes. I felt a little twinge inside my heart. I was starting to love it when he called me Dad.
What is it? You should be in bed.
Lewis looked around the kitchen, then frowned.
One of the chairs is missing, and it smells like a dog peed in here.
His eyes rested on mine.
We don't have a dog.
I know you are supposed to be honest with kids, but I couldn't think of a logical explanation, so I went with the next best thing, making him think he was hallucinating. Putting my hands on his shoulders, I turned him gently toward his room. All four chairs are there, and no one had an accident on the floor. You're still dreaming. Back to bed now. To my immense relief, Lewis shrugged and went back to his room, shutting the door behind him. After cleaning up the kitchen, I sat in the living room for a long time, trying to figure out what to do next. A couple of hours later, as I fed my son his Lucky Charms, they are magically delicious, in the living room so he wouldn't notice the missing chair in the kitchen, I still didn't have a clue. Zip. Zero. Nada. Not one single idea what to do with the man in the cleaning closet. When I got back home from dropping Lewis off at school, I pulled Drake out of the closet, still attached to the chair. He stared at me while I dragged him to the kitchen and whimpered as I pulled the tape off his mouth.
Okay, I said amiably. Where were we?
Bobby John Drake shook his head, indicating he wasn't much of a talker as of late.
What kind of grown man goes around as Bobby John? I asked him.
When he didn't respond, I continued, not interested in talking?
I don't have nothing else to say.
That's too bad.
I started looking through cupboards.
Now where did I put that rusty ice pick?
I told y'all I know,
Bob squealed. You know what? I believed him. How about that?
So what do you suggest I do with you?
I asked calmly. Normally, I don't give my victims a chance. They always have to die. But I was feeling a little magnanimous.
Let me go. I won't tell Savage anything. I didn't get very far anyway.
Do you know the significance of the name Doc Savage?
Bob shook his head. I sighed.
Too bad for you,
I answered as I hit him with the frying pan I never used. As he slumped forward, I thought I probably shouldn't use it to make my son pancakes anytime soon. For your information, Bobby John woke up several hours later, naked and penniless, on top of a dumpster outside a biker bar in East St. Louis. Hey, at least he wasn't dead.